Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
George Floyd was killed on Memorial Day 3 years ago. This week on Notes from America, we remember his impact on us. And we ask, how do the stories we tell about both Black life and death shape our future? Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. It's your girl, Phoebe. I'm interrupting things right now because I have some exciting news. So many white guys, my brand new spanking solo interview talk show is about to happen. And you guys need to pay attention. It's going to change your life, or at least make it 10% better than it is right now. So get excited. You're going to love this.
So many white guys. Guys, so what? How much whiteness? All over the place. God damn. So many white guys. So many white guys.
So in this show, I'm talking to a bunch of people in pop culture who are crushing it and who aren't straight white dudes, because let's be honest, we hear from a lot of straight white dudes all the time, and now it's my turn. I'll be leading the conversation. This time, yup. So saddle up. I've never ridden a horse, but it feels like a saddle up moment. We get real. We talk about race. We talk about culture. We talk about hair journeys. We talk about it all. Each episode, I'll be talking about with a person who inspires me to keep moving forward and do great work. And I promise y'all, it's better than Tyra, which was garbage.
And inside the boxes is my super duper no fell skin saving eye and anything crave. Open them.
I mean, it was, you know, when like you made a mug for your parents, like in grade school for Mother's Day, and your mom was like, thank you so much. You like destroyed my vagina and I get this shitty mug. That's that. Her show was the shitty mug, but like it came from a good place. But I promise you, this show is better than that mug. It's better than Kris Jenner. Stick to what you know, boo-boo. You guys remember when Kris Jenner had that show on for like 8 weeks and everyone was like, what the fuck is this?
Hot and bothered about right now? Well, we've got just the thing. Everyone in the audience is going home with some Pepsi next.
And like Kanye was there and he was like, if you weren't my mom-in-law, I would not be doing this shit. I have shoes to design.
And I brought back that feeling you ain't never felt about a shoe.
So this show is going to be better than Kris Jenner. It's going to be better than Tempest Bledsoe. Tempest, I love you, boo, but come on. You can do better. This show is going to do better. On this show, I'm going to bring you my best Oprah with a little Arsenio edge. Oprah plus Arsenio with a dash of Lawrence Welk.
One, two.
Just kidding. Anyway, I recently chatted with Minnesota-based rapper Lizzo. We sat down and was straight up black girl magic. And I need y'all to get lubed up. So here's a little taste of that conversation. I could be a rapper. I just did it. I just did that. That was one bar. I just need 15 more bars and I should get like $100,000. Why am I doing podcasting? That's the point.
I don't.
Okay.
No, that's rude. I don't like using my phone on dates.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're on a first date right now.
This is a firstie.
I'm so glad I wear a shirt you liked.
Uh-huh.
I'm wearing a shirt that says brown as fuck.
Oh, are we recording?
Yeah, they're recording all this.
Popping.
Yeah, this is. All right, well,
let's do it.
So, yeah.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
First up, I want to play your brand new spanking song, Good as Hell, because I'm so obsessed with this. So let's hear it.
Yes, Lord, trying to get some new shit in there, swimwear, going to the pool sheet. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. Walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair toss.
You must be killer in charades, you guys. She was acting all the words out. That was amazing, Lizzo.
I'm very theatrical, okay? Comes with the package.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that being like a hit song from the Barbershop soundtrack. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yay.
Clap, 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 clap.
So since you did Barbershop movie, and this is a podcast, people can't see you. I want to start with your hair, which is amazing. So can you tell everyone what you have going on right now? What was your previous hairstyle and what you're planning on doing next?
My hair changes a lot. Like, it's with my mood, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll be in a terrible mood and it's because I haven't changed my hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's the bigger the better is with me. Like, my hair is huge right now. Like, I'm doing like a, you know, curly, kinky, straight.
Yeah, I love it.
I went natural maybe 2 years ago, maybe three now. My hair is really fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, like fine wine or fine china.
Mm-hmm. Fine like Shamar Moore. That's a throwback. Ooh, that was a throwback.
Is Shamar Moore fine? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so since then, I've just really been into natural styles. Like, I love wearing my hair in bantu knots. I had the Jada Pinkett bob with the braids from Set It Off.
Yeah.
You know I had to do it. I kept that for a week, though, because I'm terrible at maintaining a hairstyle. But right now, this is my summertime fine. It's like I pressed my natural hair. I mean, we'll see what happens. I think that right now, knowing what my mission is to put women of color and natural girls and all kinds of black girls and big girls on like a platform, I'm going to maintain the natural styles. I'm going to keep it brown as fuck.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Oh my god, I love that. So I have a slight plug, but it makes sense. So I have a book coming out called You Can't Touch My Hair.
The plug.
Yeah. And I I'm in there, I talk about like weird encounters I've had with like people like bothering my hair. So what's been like the weirdest thing you've had with your hair and other people?
Oh god, people try to touch my hair all the time, and I'll be like, bruh, like, I'm not like a poodle, you know. I'm not your homie, I'm not your friend. You don't know me like that. Get your fingers out of my hair. I don't know where your fingers been. You could have been eating Cheetos, sucking on them. I feel like you know, a lot of times people will take my hair and put it on their face and try it out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know, white girls, they just, they get real friendly. I had a situation once where, like, it's almost on me where I thought I was cute because at this point I was still getting relaxers, but I had the clip-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, the clip-ins make me feel like, oh my god, you know, this is my hair. I just have like extensions.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. So this dude, he like put his hands in my hair. I won't say why, but
it was adoring sex.
It was a very, yeah, it was a very intimate moment. Mm-hmm. And as that happened, I was like, oh, these are clip-ins. They're clip-ins. I had to like explain myself real quick. And he was like, no, it's totally fine. I get it. It's not weird. And I was like,
aww.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, when they get it, that's like the best. Because when I was in...
He was Hispanic, but...
Okay, so he gets it. He understands. Yeah. When I was in L.A., like, I think last year, I was staying at a friend's house. And I had like twists. And my friends, they're both white, and they're a married couple, and they were on the phone, and one of my twists fell out of my head, and their dog grabbed it and like started eating it, and they were so chill.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it's like they've been through this before. They're like, yeah, okay, we'll just take it out the dog, throw it in the trash, don't even need to talk about it.
Oh my god, that's my biggest fear though, a twist falling out. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jesus.
It's embarrassing, but when you have woke white friends, they're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Aw, shout out to all the WWFs.
So, I stalk you on social medias. Just going to be full disclosure. And I saw on Twitter there was some like weird craziness that happened with a TSA agent that you tweeted about on May 22nd. I'm going to read it.
God.
You tweeted, the casual discrimination from the TSA agent at Fly Pensacola was not unnoticed. Guest pre-check privileges are reserved for the privilege here. What the hell happened?
Well, first of all, we were in Alabama, right? Mm-hmm. And we had to fly through Pensacola to get to Alabama Gulf Shores.
All right. Cut it. Stop the tape. That's it. She did tell me the story. And if you want to hear the rest of it, you're going to have to head over to the So Many White Guys feed and get it. I'm sorry to blue ball you like this, but Mama's got to do what mama's got to do to get them downloads. Not only when you download this episode will you hear the rest of that TSA story and tons of other things that we talked about, but I had an opportunity to chat with Lizzo again to check in with her about everything that's going on in the world and all the shootings. And it was an amazing conversation. It was very moving and powerful. So, you know, you get a little bit of genuine with some laughs. Clearly, you're going to be in for a treat. So go look up So Many White Guys, again, with three O's in the so. Subscribe. Get used to it. Download it every week. You're going to love it. I swear, I wouldn't lie to you. Love you, mean it. Y-Q-Y-E.